We at KBIA are hosting a series of conversations with folks from the Bond Life Sciences Center. It is bondlsc.missouri.edu. And one of the investigators there at Bond LSC is Dr. Dong Xu. And he joins us now. Dr. Xu, welcome. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you. It's a great pleasure.
Let me have you introduce us to what you're working on and the research that you're doing these days.
Yeah, my research is bioinformatics. More particularly, we do AI for biology and medicine. That is, we use AI method, other computational modeling methods to develop algorithms, software tools, and apply these tools for studying real-world biology and medical problems.
Some of what you are working on and some of what you are talking about here requires just massive amounts of data and stuff that back in the old days when people like you carried a slide rule around probably wasn't really accessible. The leap forward in some of this technology, and you mentioned AI, tell me about what type of discovery that's making possible that would not have been possible with the old computers 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's a great question. So as you mentioned, that AI really requires a lot of data to train good models. Thankfully, there are a lot of good infrastructures, for example, public databases, and also open science, many cases it requires authors to release their data. So there are tremendous amount of data in the public domain to train various AI models for science. Secondly, really thanks to the computational power like GPU, NVIDIA, and other platforms, these GPUs can really train model in a very efficient way. That means that you can run many, many cycles, which was not possible before. And the third one is actually the advances in AI. That is the new architectures for AI models. These models are getting more and more sophisticated and more efficient to mine patterns in biological and medical data.
We're talking with Dr. Dong Xu. He is with the Bond Life Sciences Center here at the University of Missouri. And in addition to being an investigator with Bond LSC, you are a professor of electrical engineering and computer science and also an investigator with NextGen Precision Health here on campus. You're working with a lot of different departments and different groups in kind of a collaborative way. And the more I talk with people from some of these individual organizations on campus, the more I am learning that there's always this type of collaboration working, right?
Yes, that's right. This is actually getting more and more important for research nowadays because many grand challenge problems, let's say cancer or other biomedical problems, really require many disciplines in order to make real advances. So that's why interdisciplinary research is getting more and more important. I myself really like to work with people, so I collaborate with a lot of people on this campus. It has been really productive. At the same time, it's a really pleasant experience. Really learn a lot from others, and they enjoy this, such a scientific relationship.
Speaking of learning, you are at a university and there are a lot of students. When I was looking at your lab, I see a dozen or more PhD students or some postdocs there. Tell me a little bit about what the experience is like for them and then how you feel about working with these students and these young scientists of the future.
Yeah, so my lab has been actively training next generation researchers. So combined with the research staff, PhD students, undergraduate students, we trained more than 200 students and postdocs, etc., over the past 22 years since I joined MU. I really enjoy the experience. By working with the young people, they are very energetic. I feel inspired. And also, we exchange ideas. And also, I feel a sense of accomplishment when I see them successful. For example, my lab, we have quite some people becoming researchers and professors and also industry leaders. So I'm very proud of them.
You can find out more about Dr. Xu's research and lab and all of the other things that are going on there at the Bond Life Sciences Center at their website. Again, it is bondlsc.missouri.edu. And Dong Xu has been our guest. Dr. Xu, appreciate the time an awful lot. It was great to learn more about your lab and your research.
Yeah, thank you very much.